Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you first.
Guys, I'm going to lead things off with some football talk. Aaron Rodgers signed a one-year $13.7 million deal with the Steelers back on June 7th. He was on the Pat McAfee show today and was asked, is this going to be his final year in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Old man Rodgers, guys. Well, the Steelers, we know, finished 10-7 last season, made the playoffs. Can he help them back to the postseason this year? I know everyone's got that question, how much he's got left in the tank. I am curious to see what Rodgers can do. And I'm just sad that, unfortunately, the Saints don't have a matchup against the Steelers this season.
Yeah, I'd like to see it myself, but I'll be honest with you. The way he played late last season, I was impressed the way he threw the football. Now, early on, you could tell him coming off the Achilles, you know, his setup, his
little
delivery.
Rushed, right.
It was a little awkward, and he couldn't really move well. But as the season went along, man, he threw the football pretty well. And he could always hum it. Man, that's the one nobody can question. That dude could throw a football like very few people that have ever put on a helmet and a pair of shoulder pads.
Guys, we have a breaking trade. This isn't going to be my triple option. I just want to throw this out there. Boston, Atlanta, and Brooklyn are finalizing a three-team trade. This is via ESPN's Shams Charania that sends Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann and an Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets, and George Niang and a second rounder to the Celtics. The Nets have like five picks in the first round this year now, guys. I know that it's
they ain't
interesting.
Keeping all that.
You would imagine that they're going to try and package some of it to move up. But I mean, the Nets, if they do keep it, they're just going to be flushed with young talent if they hit on these draft picks. We'll just have to see what they decide to do. But Kristaps Porzingis being sent from Boston to Atlanta. We expected Boston to be pretty active in the trade market this offseason. They already traded Jrue Holiday to Portland earlier today. And now sending Kristaps Porzingis in a three-team trade that lands him with the Hawks, and then also Brooklyn getting the number 22 overall pick in this year's draft. Guys, my triple option segment, I want to go with something that Will Guillory, friend of the program from The Athletic, had pointed out earlier. Since the Pelicans moved on from Kelly Olynyk in the trade with Washington earlier today, they only have two centers under contract, Yves Missi and Carlo Matkovich. And Will Guillory adds in this tweet that adding more size to this roster will be a major point of emphasis in the coming weeks. I'll say the coming days. I think that they're going to take a big man with at least one of those three picks. They own pick 7, pick 23, and pick 40 in this year's draft. We talked with Mark Cook about Kamen Malawach, Danny Wolf. You know, he's come on here earlier and talked about Derek Queen from Maryland as well. You can expect the Pelicans to address the big man position with at least one of those three picks, I would imagine.
You know, one of the things we talked about last night with Scott Sanders, and I talked to a couple of Major League Baseball scouts today, and they tell me what Mark was saying last night. Scott was saying last night is correct. There's some debate in some corners here on who will be the first overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft coming up pretty soon. That Ethan Holliday, he's got some genetics now because of his dad, his cousin, brother, all the whole shooting match. Going up against Cade Anderson to be the first overall pick. And we know Cade's going to be the first college player pick, but this is also money involved. And it'll be interesting as it goes along. It's kind of a split decision from the people I've talked to. They feel as though Ethan Holliday may well edge out Cade Anderson in the long run. It just depends on who can cut the deal quickest? Okay, that's the way it works in the major leagues. Who can cut that deal the fastest? So right now, Cade Anderson, Ethan Holliday, kind of vying to be the first overall pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball draft. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.